In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you see an icon of the myrrh-bearing women, of all of the myrrh-bearing women, there are 8 myrrh-bearing women. They're not all in the icon that we have here today. It's been thought that possibly they visited the tomb at different times. They didn't all process up together. After all, the 8 myrrh-bearing women were the only ones who had the courage to go to the tomb. The male disciples didn't. It was the women who rose early in the morning. Women are the first to see the risen Christ. They don't recognize him because he is so different, but they were the first to see the risen Christ, the new Adam, the one we emphasized last week by way of St. Thomas Doubt, is the revelation of our humanity as it was created to be, a physical humanity that is both fully body and soul and Holy Spirit. The humanity of Jesus Christ that arises from the dead is the humanity that all of us are called to. It is the humanity that is the body of Christ. Christ calls us all to share in this new humanity that is able to fill our physical bodies with the Holy Spirit, with the presence of the life of Christ God himself. That is the communion that he came to bring to us. A communion of the body with God. This revelation of what it means to be a human being, not by way of a word, not even by way of the words that Jesus spoke when he traveled with them, but by way of the word that he is fully revealed, the word of God, fully revealed, only with his resurrection. There he is, the incarnate Word of God. Our humanity as it was meant to be from the beginning. The myrrh bearers bring funeral spices and ointments, thinking to anoint his body. They bring what they have from the world in order to deal with death. The death of the one that they knew but did not know fully and could not know fully until after the resurrection, when he revealed his resurrected self to them, revealed our humanity to them, and at the same time revealed himself fully to them as the incarnate Son of God. There is a priest by the name of Father Andrew who lives in Colchester, England. He's a Rokor priest, and he's a very bold speaking priest. Always interesting to hear. And he has said that we can all think of ourselves as myrrh bearers. Myrrh bearers who rise early in the morning to bring what is needed to anoint and to comfort the body of Christ. It's an image that is very different from the American idea of me, I will go to church. I always feel as though when I hear from someone, I know that I ought to go to church more often. That they have forgotten the content of their Orthodox faith. Because it's not a matter of me or you, people living in the world, going to church. We are baptized into the body of Christ. We are baptized to be members of the body of Christ. We are baptized and chrismated, receive the Holy Spirit, so that we can live as members of the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. The body of Christ was first fully revealed after the resurrection. Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and his body is the body of all of us at one with one another and at one with him. When we rise early in the morning, like the myrrh bearers, we need to have something to bring. We need to be bringing ourselves. All of the things that we bring in order to be able to do things that have to do with church. Whether we bring our voices or whether we bring the efforts that we put out when we have a work day and build the iconostasis or a rack for the bells or a new entranceway and cupolas or clean the building. Whatever we come and do, whenever we come, we are bringing something of ourselves in order to anoint and comfort the body of Christ. This body of Christ that we come to comfort, it is, first of all, the selves that we bring. We are members of the body of Christ. We come in order to give of ourselves. It includes even our tithe, a percentage of our earnings, in order to bless all of our earnings, because we intend to orient all of our earnings and all of our effort in the world toward Christ. It's not 10% for God and the rest is mine to do as I please and live in the world separately from God. And sometimes I know I ought to go to church. Sometimes I don't go to church as often as I should. That's completely foreign to what Christ has brought into the world for us. He has brought into the world for us oneness with himself, oneness with one another. There is no true oneness that we can have with one another except through this oneness as members of the body of Christ. It fulfills our humanity, that humanity that is revealed first to the myrrh bearers. We come in order to offer, as the myrrh bearers came to offer what they could in order to be able to deal with death. And we come to offer whatever we can in order to deal with the fact that we live in a world that is laced through with the presence of death. This is the place that we come in order to deal with that presence of death, to deal with that presence of death in ourselves, to deal with that presence of death in the world, in the only way that it can be dealt with, in the way that God has chosen to deal with the presence of death in the world, by coming into the world, taking on our humanity, dying on the cross, overcoming the power of sin and suffering and death, taking on the worst that this world has to offer, and arising from the dead and calling us to be members of his body, calling us to receive his body and his blood so that our bodies can live lives at one with Christ in the world. This is a lot more than just isolated individuals going to church. Isolated individuals who express my beliefs by going to a particular church. We come and we offer ourselves. We offer ourselves as fully and completely as we possibly can. And by offering ourselves, we find that we receive the revelation. The 8 holy myrrh bearers who went were the ones who received something for what they had brought. What they received was they stood in the presence of Christ, God incarnate, risen from the dead, revealing both God and our humanity to us and calling us to him. At first, they didn't know him. They had to get to know him. We have to get to know one another as we are in Christ. We have to get to know God through knowing one another as we are in Christ. It is the content of our spiritual effort. It is the content of our spiritual discipline. And so, like the holy myrrh bearers, whenever we rise early in the morning and make it our task to go to the place where death and sin and suffering are dealt with finally and completely, that is God's holy church, the ecclesia, the gathering of those who come together to re-enter as members of the body of Christ, to re-enter again into the kingdom of God, to re-receive in return for having brought the things that we have brought and sacrificed and offered ourselves up to God. We receive his life, the life that was revealed, first of all, to those women of courage, the holy myrrh bearers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.